God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of Life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. Oh, Hill City, let the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to a life of new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
His words, the power is in me, and the authority has invested in me.
The Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Colonial Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
Word of life.
Declaration for the day.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By his spirit, he will cause you to enter into double doors in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double opportunities in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double increase in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double miracles in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double manifestations in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double oils in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double anointings in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will do everything in double.
Amen.
You will receive in double.
Amen.
You will walk in double.
Amen.
There will be double manifestation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When the answer of God is coming to you, it will come in double in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Double breakthroughs now.
Amen.
Double favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Heaven has released that favor.
Amen.
It is yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive double of it in
Amen.
Jesus. Somebody receive double of it in
Amen.
Jesus.
My
revelation.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
The Apostle, like last week, as we were watching the previous one that mm-hmm. was happening, we were actually talking about the book of Matthew chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
verse 34 to 35. What Jesus actually mm-hmm. also said. Remember that we started from the epistles, and then we went to the prophetic books. We even went into the law, the prophecies mm-hmm. that were there in Deuteronomy that was, prophesied mm-hmm. about this generation. So we wanted to look at it, what the Bible has said.
Sure.
That means every word we see in the Bible has a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So it is part of the gospel of the kingdom. Because the gospel of salvation, if you check, you see that there are two concepts
mm-hmm.
Within the gospel of God, the
mm-hmm.
gospel of Jesus Christ. You have, because it's a gospel in the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
One fishes people from the outside into the church, which is the gospel of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jesus spoke about the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the whole world.
The world.
Each of them, Jesus is in the midst of it, because the gospel of salvation, which we preach Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And when people have been fished into the church, we also preach Jesus.
Yes, sir.
We let them know what is happening in the kingdom, the structural growth of the body of Christ in the kingdom, that the Bible gave the fivefold ministry
mm-hmm.
so that we can equip him,
the
saints,
for
the work of the ministry, and to also
edify
the body, and to come to the unity of the faith. So where we form the whole stature of Christ.
Mm.
Okay, the fullness of Christ.
Yes,
so it is a responsibility of everybody who functions within the fivefold ministry to equip people for the work of the ministry. God knew that there will be a work in the ministry. So he wanted us to equip the people for the work of the ministry. I want to bless the Holy Spirit for this voice he has anointed, to come to every home, you know, everywhere in the world,
in
such a time like this. I want to bless him so much.
Thank you,
he's doing, and it's marvelous even in my eyes, amen, because I'm amazed myself what he's doing,
amen,
through this kind of, you know, this vessel, this chosen vessel.
Thank you, Lord.
So we were, you know, expounding on this particular thing that people will understand that every word in the Bible, he says a jot, not a jot, will pass until it's fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So every word of prophecy in the Bible is fulfilled. And in the book of Revelation, chapter number 10, the Bible talks about the fact that, in the days of the sounding of the seven angels, it says the mysteries of God will be finished. The mysteries of God will be finished. Mm-hmm. Now, it is up to us to understand who the seven angel is. And the sounding of the seven angel, what does it mean? You need to understand that angels, okay, are messengers.
Mm-hmm.
And God also has messengers. So at the time when John was seeing, those people have not assumed their bodies yet. But these were spirits, beings who had not assumed their body. So John saw them as spirits. He saw them as spirit beings. But now when they assume their body, they are ministries. So, and to the angel of the church of Smyrna, and to the angel, there is particularly angels. Because just as they are lamps of the church, you know, people don't understand the structure of the church. If you don't understand, you can't understand how ministry is done. You can't understand even how ministry flows. You can't even understand when technologies like the angel of ministries are used.
Mm.
But the Bible particularly talks about the angels of ministry spiritually. The spiritual structure is such that there's an angel that is representing the ministry.
Okay.
He holds the document, the scrolls of the ministry. So the man of God is teaching. The spirit flows through the man of God.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit is dictating what God has given unto the angel for the spirit of God to flow on it through the spirit of the man of God.
Mm.
So there's like cable, a spiritual cable, fixed from those kind of scrolls unto the spirit of that man of God. When the man of God maintains a spiritual composure, it means that he is flowing through the spirit.
Mm.
That is what ensures church growth, it ensures church expansion, the individual growth of the church,
mm-hmm.
the people in the church, to bring the, you know, the effective, you know, structure of the church, the spiritual structure.
Okay.
Then God supplies daily unto the church. So if a man of God establishes ministry and he doesn't understand the concept spiritually or how these things happen, he sees that he will be praying and praying sometimes, you know, doing things that are and mixing things. I've seen that people are mixing Africanization or African spiritist, you know, you know, the kind of things we came to inherit with the church. They are mixing things with the church. So, and they are mixing with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not that one.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the Word of God. So anything that is not embedded and has no foundation in the Word of God is rejected. Holy Ghost will not use it. It will not be part of His things. Understand that. So once that thing is flowing, when you are teaching and preaching, you see periodically, certain kind of declaration, proclamation, prophecies come. And the man of God declares. It doesn't matter whether he's a pastor, he's an evangelist, he's an apostle, he's a prophet. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether he's a deacon. Once he's representing, you know, Christ Jesus on the pulpit, and he's flowing by the Spirit. Once he's declaring those things, you see that it is a flow of the Spirit, and it's being supplied. The Bible says, "He who supplies the Spirit, that he's doing by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith." So the declaration happens, and the people hear by faith, and certain things begin to happen. You see that some people begin to testify, as the man of God was declaring this, "I received this, I received that."
Yes, sir.
That is what we call the lamp of the ministry. And Jesus said, if you don't become hot, I will take your lamp from you.
Yes.
The moment a lamp of a ministry is taken from, that means the light of that ministry is taken.
Mm.
You can pray, you can fast, you can do whatever, nothing will work. No miracle, no signs and wonders, no experience of the Spirit.
Mm.
People, when they come to the place looks as dry as a place where we burn charcoal.
No,
nothing happens. Everything is dead. Yes.
Mm.
No. So that is the lamp that keeps the church burning. So if you don't understand, just abreast yourself with it. This is the spiritual structure of ministries that God has sent. That is why we call them living churches or living ministries. Period. Now, let me go ahead by describing things to you.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it is, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
I know you are an apostle of Jesus Christ, have visions and all of that. You are apostles with prophetic mandate. So you know and understand a lot of things. So perhaps by the grace of God, you know, you will be able to pass it on to the next generation or the people who are here. Hallelujah. It will benefit them as they establish ministries. And it I don't know why I'm remaining here, but it excels on principles of that particular spiritual structure. If you know it, you know it helps you and it keeps you. There's no point envying anybody. Just keep to your own.
Okay.
God will excel what he has said to do. Now let's go into the Word of God right now. Thank you, Jesus. So I was speaking about the book of Matthew 5:34-35, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was giving the meanings of Jesus when he said the footstool.
Yes,
let's move to the book of Acts chapter 17, verse 24. Because the book of Acts chapter 17, verse 24.
Acts chapter 17, verse 24.
Yes.
God, who made the world and everything in it,
yes,
since he's Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands.
Okay. So God, he's telling us that God, who made the heavens and the earth, he does not dwell in temples made with hands. What were we saying? When you read the book of Matthew 5:34-35, I wish you wake up quickly about it. Because that's where we're talking about it. And then the next scripture is talking about God doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. So when he was talking about going to dwell in a temple, he was talking about our body.
Mm-hmm.
And our body is, you know, a whole, you know, structural figure where we have from the head to the feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he lives in our body, our feet represent his authority. And that is what the Bible was speaking about. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and see it. Okay. Yes. In the interpretation.
Matthew chapter 5.
Yes.
Verses 34 and 35.
Yeah.
But I say to you,
mm-hmm,
do not swear at all.
Yeah.
Neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool.
Okay.
Nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king.
So honestly, the Bible says that it is the footstool of God, the place of worship. But it says, Jesus came and he said, a day is coming, a time is coming now, is when the true worshippers shall no longer go to the mountains and worship God. Because the Father said, you go to the mountains and worship God. That was it captured in the law. And then Shiloh was established. And all those high places of the time was established on mountains, where people go and worship and do sacrifices and all of that. It shall no longer. But the true worshippers shall worship God in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
In your heart.
John 4:23.
Yes, in your heart. So now in the book of Acts chapter 17, verse 24, it says that heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. And the Bible says that he doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. He dwells in us.
Mm.
So we're going somewhere with this particular revelation. There was a reference in the Bible, in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 27, okay, in the epistle, Paul, by the Holy Spirit, wrote about Jesus, okay? And let's consider that one too, because I'm proving to people about the fact that there is a footstool that is part of the body. I've already proved that to you in the members of the body, if you remember that. Now, so let's go ahead. So if you keep to it, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 27, let's go there quickly.
Now you are the body of Christ. And members individually.
Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Yes.
28.
Yes.
And God has appointed these in the church.
Yes.
First apostles.
Okay.
Second prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Third teachers.
All right.
After that, miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Then gifts of healings.
Okay.
Helps, administrations,
mm-hmm,
varieties of tongues.
Okay.
Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles. Do all have gifts of healings?
Okay, so all these things have been established in the body,
yes,
for the functionality of the body. For the body to be equipped, well equipped, to get to the level Jesus has ordained for us to get to.
Yes.
So that we can become a better body for his head. Because the head is complete.
Yes.
But the Bible says, we the body, we are complete in him.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the head of all principality and power. So the more you are growing up in the spirit, in the spirit, according to the spiritual structure set, the more authority and the more you become functional in the authority of Christ,
mm-hmm,
and the more power, dunamis,
mm,
and kratos, okay, becomes available to you. For you to extend the work of God.
Mm.
That is what it is in the Bible. That is what God has highlighted in the Bible. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29-30. We are just proving, you know, by scriptures unto you about what God has said concerning the feet and the kind of, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so let's go ahead. And the feet is part of the body.
Yes.
But in dispensations, I just want to show you where the feet functions.
Mm.
This is the end times. And by revelation, I was shown about the generation of the feet. And that's what I'm revealing to people so we can understand it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because I had a lot of words. Once it's not coming from Jesus, it's coming from the sensitivity of people. Do you understand the point? You must depend on Jesus to bring revelations out to benefit the church.
Sure.
You must not lean on your own understanding and feel that because this generation in the world over, there's so much corruption, so there's none of the generations of Christians in this season that will make it. Do you understand? That is just presumptions, you know, and some assumption that is not founded on the foundation of Christ.
Yes, sir.
So I just want people to find, a solid grounds on Christ Jesus so they don't make such mistakes. Because once that kind of thing, word is going on, and that understanding doesn't come, people will begin to speak against. But these are people of God. They carry the Holy Spirit. When they speak in the Spirit, they are making decrees.
Yes, sir.
Once it conflicts with the structure of Jesus, something happens. There will be a reaction. We have to prevent those things.
Yes, sir.
And so that is the need for us to teach the generation that this is what God is doing. Let's go there quickly and read it. The book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29 to 30. Marofi Prahalish. Yeah.
For no one ever hated his own flesh,
yes,
but nourishes and cherishes it.
Yes.
Just as the Lord does the church.
Okay, good. So Jesus is saying that no one hates his flesh.
Yes.
You nourish your flesh. That's why we eat good food.
Yes, sir.
We drink water and all of that. Mm-hmm. To nourish our body.
Yes.
He said, just as Jesus also.
Yes.
I'm just proving to you that Jesus loves his body.
Mm.
Jesus loves his
Hallelujah.
Body. He loves the church. He died for the church.
Glory.
He will not leave the church, nor forsake the church.
Hallelujah.
He said it himself.
Yes.
The promise of Jesus supersedes any kind of any kind of speculation.
It does.
I'm telling you, because he loved the church.
Hallelujah.
You understand? Not that the church will go wayward, but I'm talking about intercession for the church.
Yes.
Do you understand? For the church to excel according to the works and the word of Jesus, the finished works of Christ. Now let's go ahead. Let's see it.
Verse 30 now.
Yes, sir.
For we are members of his body. Of his flesh and of his bones.
Okay. So the Bible says that we, the church, we are members of Jesus' body. So Jesus' body is the church. So we are individual members of his body. Of his what?
Flesh.
And of his bones. Of his bones.
Mm.
Now Jesus, when he resurrected, he says, look at me, I have flesh and bones. A ghost doesn't have flesh and bones, such as you see me have. He was trying to tell them, you can feel me and touch it. When you can't touch spirit, but you can touch me.
Mm.
You understand? I have become a new class of being.
New class.
That is what we are yearning to become. The Bible says we've grown.
Mm.
Not to be unclothed, but to be further clothed. It is a powerful word when you understand it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Let's go to the book of, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. It's a popular scripture where everybody knows about the fivefold ministry ordained. And I just want us to read briefly so that we buttress it with it.
And he himself gave some to the apostles.
Yes.
Some prophets, some evangelists.
And who did that? And he himself.
Yes.
So do we qualify to hit a ministry that God has? He himself has given.
No.
Remember, he gave some to be apostles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people don't have so many issues with apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave some to be prophets.
Yes.
But a lot of people have problems with prophets.
Yes, sir.
And even all pastors today in this particular generation.
Yes,
the church itself has many of the leadership and many of the people have problems with prophets.
Yes.
But you need to understand something. And I've always been preaching this. Jesus told me, look at them. They should open their eyes to see. Because I was going to use the prophetic ministry in the last days to complement the other ministries, apostolic and all of that, to reveal the intentions and the intent of the devil, and even to reveal the mysteries of his will. The devil was going to blackmail the ministry of the prophetic by infiltrating into the prophetic his own people.
Yes.
Who will lie in wait about the prophetic?
Mm.
So the prophetic will be marginalized, will be abused, and people will talk about it so that they hate it.
Yes.
So today, when you talk about the prophet and you put a name prophetic, you'll be in trouble. Remember, you have heard that people, like I used to, I wanted people to call me a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus warned me that I have ordained you a prophet.
Mm.
I know the reason why, because I was shying away from that word.
Yes.
Because of the excesses in
yes.
it. And so it has to take you, it has to be, you have to be bold to be able to get this. When I was hitting the road, even our prophets were now writing the titles of their offices as apostles. Okay?
Yes.
But he warned me. People don't understand. He warned me about it. So, and anytime that he revealed himself to me, he called me my prophet. And so, like, so, do you understand?
Yes.
So, like, I was compelled, like, you can't do anything about it. But I truly wanted to use other, you know, like maybe pastor or
yes.
evangelist and all of that. That would have even helped.
Yes.
But he wanted me to stand in it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a shame, endure it.
Yes.
And bring the light of it.
Mm.
And thank God, thanks be unto God that people are bold
yes.
to even refer to that.
Yes.
Because, and people call the prophet charlatans. The reason is because of the excesses
yes.
and the immaturities
mm.
that couple with this office of the prophet. Because that is the kind of office that easily excels before people. All right? Before people.
Yes.
But every prophet God has sent speaketh the word of God.
Mm.
He speaketh the word of God. That is the first thing. It's not just to come and prophesy. No.
Wow.
The word of God is prophecy. The Bible says, do not treat prophecy as contempt.
Mm.
Do not despise prophecy. The word of God itself. The Bible, this is by inspiration of God. Anything
yes.
by inspiration of God is prophecy.
Mm.
It's a prophetic word. So prophecy, Jesus prophesied. Every word of God he spoke, the apostles, everything is received by prophecy. Paul said something in the book of Ephesians chapter 3. He said this thing, and Galatians, he said this thing that I'm giving you, I wasn't taught by any man.
Yes.
Neither did I go to learn it. I didn't read anywhere. It was given to me by revelation, prophetic revelation. He saw them, he heard them,
yes,
and he wrote them. So when you are reading them, you are reading the words of a prophet. You are reading prophecies. Are you hearing my
yes,
point?
Sir.
The book of Revelation is prophetic. But you see, the point is that people crept in unnoticed, and we were not checking them.
Mm.
And the men who supposedly accredit people were using them.
It's tragic.
And rather fighting the real prophets.
Yes.
Because the real prophet, they hear from God.
Mm.
They will not submit to anyone Jesus has not said to submit to.
Yes.
But we have a fellowship together. Fellowship together. Mind you, then some of them know the thought before you think. Some of them, they have been given the ability of God to know your voice,
yes.
your intent,
yes.
your heart. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You tell people their dreams.
Mm.
That's what it is.
It's a deep level.
Yes. So that is why the prophetic is just beyond names and all of that. Titles.
Yes, sir.
It's truly the word of God.
Mm.
So that people are equipped. And the Bible gives us the point that one should prophesy, the rest should be able to check,
judge
the prophecy.
Yes.
We got to a point, no prophet wants anybody to judge their prophecy.
Mm.
And the people wanted to judge are not knowledgeable in the word of God. Because you're not supposed to judge by your senses.
Mm-hmm.
By the revelation of the word of God. Here. That's the point. Thank you, Lord. Let's go ahead. Let's see. So it is confusing. Many people don't understand. So trying to put this word down. No. This word is the foundation, the basis of what you're doing. If you put it down, you are nowhere.
Mm.
We can't judge you by this.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, so the Bible talks about also the fullness of him. All right? Having read this one.
Mm.
Okay? Please finish it for me.
So then he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists,
yes.
and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry.
Okay.
For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come to the unity of the faith.
So till we all come to the unity of that is the purpose.
Mm.
Till we all come to the unity of the faith. So we be teaching. It's the teaching that converts people's hearts.
Mm.
People wouldn't have accepted some things. But while the teaching is going on, they now begin to read it themselves.
Mm.
And then once their mind is open to revelation, they read it and say, wow, this is the case. As I've been teaching about the 11th hour generation, that is where I'm going into the deeper side of it.
Yes, sir.
Now let's go into the book of the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 to 23. Okay? About the fullness of Jesus. What the fullness of Jesus is.
Mm.
So when we say Jesus, when somebody says Jesus, Jesus, where is your fullness? What is he going to say?
Ephesians 1, 22 and
yes.
23. And he put all things under his feet.
Okay.
And gave him to be head over all things to the church.
And he gave him to be head over all things
to the
back
church.
To the church.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, read again. The first one, it says what?
And he put all things under his feet.
Now, God the father of Jesus, put all things under Jesus' feet, not his head. Feet.
Yes, sir.
And the feet is part of his body.
Yes.
All things. My feet, my kosi, my haya.
Jesus.
So all things are accomplished in the body. But where in the body? The feet.
Mm.
I'm showing people some revelations. Mm. Apostle, can you repeat that?
And
people will say, is it in the Bible? Like Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 to 23. Open your Bible, write in your notebook right now. We are talking about the fullness of Christ, the completion of Christ. Where is that residing now? Let's see it. He gave God, Papa God, gave all things to Jesus. But let's hear where Jesus kept them.
Ephesians 1:22. And he put all things under his feet.
He put all things.
All things.
Under Jesus' feet.
Yes, sir.
But Jesus, the principle of Jesus is that he himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the head.
The head.
And his whole body is the church.
Yes.
From neck to feet is the church. But he put all things under the feet. So, where is the power of Christ?
Feet.
The feet. Under the feet. Where is the fullness of his power? In his body. But where is the expression of the fullness and the completeness of Christ Jesus' power? The feet.
Yes.
So it is the feet he's going to use to crush the devil.
Yes.
But what is the representation of the feet? That's what we are learning.
Serpents and scorpions.
So the Bible says he reveals a prophetic word and says, by your feet, you will tread over serpents and scorpions. The book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19.
Yes,
we read it.
Yes, sir.
He says, you will tread upon serpents and I'll give you authority.
Yes.
And so the fullness of this authority is expressed in the dispensation of the feet. So the body has been divided into several sections, but it's one different members, but one body.
Yes.
So we work together.
Mm-hmm.
But in working together, it started from when Jesus resurrected and ascended and gave power to the apostles. And then, you know, foundation of the church started.
Yes.
Was built on Christ. Started. So perhaps it started from here. It was coming to the legs and now to the feet now.
Sure.
So we have experienced each of the members of the body in the dispensations. This is the last day dispensation. And the Bible talks about the fact that the fullness of this authority is vested in the feet. And so the feet is the one, the body, the Lord Jesus is as a head with his body and the feet will be used to crush the head of the devil.
Yes.
In the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. There is a prophecy.
Yes.
Over there. He says, you shall what? You shall crush the head of the devil.
Yes.
He shall bruise your heel.
Yes.
So that is what it means. So the contention between the devil and the children of the devil, which the Bible classified them as the host of wickedness, and the feet, the generation of Christ Jesus in the dispensation of the end times, will be between the devils and his children and Jesus and his children through his feet.
His feet.
Kalibasu talibahaya. Am I explaining something here for people to hear? Now remember, I'm using, you know, you cannot use your opinions to interpret the Bible. You can only use scripture to interpret scripture. Let scripture interpret itself. Sometimes people say we are giving deeper meaning of what the Holy Ghost has said. You have no deeper meaning of what the Holy Ghost has said. The Bible, the scriptures actually have deeper meanings of any scripture that he has put across.
Okay.
That is why I'm using the scriptures to interpret the scriptures. I've not given my personal opinion here.
No.
I may have revelations. But if we sit here and everybody begin to bring their own revelations, and that is what we are going to use as doctrines, we'll be in trouble. That's why Jesus brought this one, because people can infiltrate into things.
And share false visions.
The people can share false visions. The devil can even give visions to that effect.
Or he can masquerade as an angel.
I'm telling you, Apostle. And people are not matured enough to be able to understand what we are sharing. So the power is in this generation.
Hallelujah.
The fullness of the power. It doesn't mean that the people of old did not have power. No, no, no. Who told you?
The fullness of it.
Look at the Grahams, the Branhams, do you understand? Yes. The Osbournes and
Kenneth
Hagins and all of that. They've expressed God's power. But you see, the power expressed in this generation has not been seen before because it is prophesied. And that the Bible says that they will beautify the glory of the feet. I want to show you these things. Do I have time to expand on this?
In these last days,
that day will never come, will not come, unless
the falling away comes.
Number one, the falling away comes first.
And the man of sin is revealed.
And the man of sin is revealed.
Something extraordinary is eventuating.
After the man of sin is revealed, that's when the day of the Lord will come.
A wonder, a stupendous spectacle.
The one who is restraining the Antichrist is restraining the Antichrist so that the Antichrist will not be revealed before his day.
Yes.
But he will be revealed exactly on his time.
Yes, sir.
And the restrainer is that he.
Never before witnessed. Watch the Word of Life live broadcast with Prophet John Anoche this and every Saturday at 7 a.m. on Metro TV. For more information, visit www.johnanocheministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676 7655 +233 2676 7655 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.